share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Over the recent months, there have been plenty back and forth in regards to the holding of concerts in Malaysia. Whilst some believe that the holding of concerts in Malaysia will only bring in benefits, some believe that it could cause immorality and have even threatened to hold protests if concerts were allowed. With guidelines for future concerts currently being reviewed to ensure suitability for Malaysians, things have been left unclear. Recently, the Ria Sokmo concert was held in Kelantan from 16th to the 19th of September. Featuring many local acts, the concert has since received backlash as netizens and celebrities alike have questioned why there were no calls to ban or cancel the concert. Didn't you want to do a large protest for concerts? Among the biggest critics of the concert were local artists Baby Shima and Caprice. In a series of IG stories, Baby Shima expressed her frustration at the lack of action from preachers and conservatives who were quick to criticize her for her previous performances. In her Instagram stories, Baby Shima said, "There was a concert in Kelantan. Where are the preachers and conservatives? Didn't you want to do a large protest for concerts?" Quote, she even name-dropped a few preachers such as Pu Syed and PA member Kartini Ahmad by posting screenshots of their comments about her to call out on their hypocrisy. "You were quick to react when it came to my shows but chose to stay silent on the Kelantan concert?" Meanwhile, local rapper Caprice echoed her sentiments and shared a video on his Instagram where he said, "This, Ria, concert was right there in your backyard, but where the hell is your protest? Or did you pretend this didn't happen cause it's a friend's concert perhaps?" Quote, preacher's response. The criticism from celebrities have gone viral and have captured the attention of celebrity preacher Pu Syed. In a Facebook post, Pu Syed wrote, "Advising and protesting is tantamount to barking for this artist. If they said that I didn't rebuke it, they are very wrong." He pointed out that he had already given his comments in regard to the concert which was held in Kitura, Kelantan. "In the issue of Kitura, I have already commented on it in yesterday's post. I hope this artist reads it well so that they can also obey it." Quote, don't tell me to keep quiet and choose which artists to reprimand. If you have realized that the way you carry yourself in the performance is indecent and violates Islamic law, then change. In his earlier post, Pu Syed did mention that any live concert, no matter how Syariah compliant it is, could always lead to immorality. He mentioned that hosting religious events is much better to bring the rakyat closer to Allah and the teachings of Islam. What do you think of it? Is it fair or is there a matter of double standards being practiced? Also read, politician says guidelines for future concerts will be reviewed to ensure suitability for Malaysians. Source: Haraka Daily Source, Baby Shima, Facebook Source, Pu Syed, Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.